On behalf of the government, I'm sure of both sides of the House, I would like to express our most sincere condolences to our friend and colleague, the Chief Minister, and his family, on the sad passing away of his mother, Nadia. I have the pleasure of knowing Nadia for many years, initially through mutual business connections. To be fair, I've actually known her for longer than I have known the Chief Minister. She was a lovely woman, a wonderful person, and a loving mother. We're very proud both of her family and also the achievement of her son. One of the last occasions on which I saw Nadia was before she took a turn for the worse, precisely in Coventry, one morning looking for the exit. She told me then once again how I really felt to be up there. The passing of a loved one is hard at the best of times. The timing today as we enter the Christmas period makes it particularly difficult. The people of the family will be comforted to know that they are in our thoughts and in our prayers. May Nadia rest in peace. Given these circumstances, I am grateful to the honourable members opposite for taking written answers to questions instead of oral answers. It doesn't seem that this has been a challenging year. It has been dominated by the departure of the United Kingdom and Gibraltar from the European Union. And we are confident, whatever the new year may bring, whether there is a deal or no deal, whether or not there is another referendum, whether we leave the European Union or whether we remain, whatever may happen, Gibraltar will win through in the end. That same service was brought through the evacuation of the civilian population during World War II, which resisted the dictator next door, which withstood the closure of the land frontier, which adapted from the closure of the naval dockyard, which battled dead sovereignty every inch of the way. That same spirit which we have faced the challenges posed by Brexit and overcome. I take the opportunity on behalf of the Chief Minister and of the government to wish everyone a very happy and peaceful Christmas and all the very best for the new year. Whatever 2019 may bring, we will rise to the challenge together. I think that before I move to adjourn the House, I understand the honourable leader of the opposition and the honourable lady would also like to say a few words.
Mr. Speaker, we echo the comments by the Deputy Speaker on behalf of the Majesty's Opposition and the Deputy and the GSD. We offer our deep condolences to the Chief Minister and his extended family. Mr. Speaker, anyone who has lost a parent will know the deep pain and suffering as a result of the passing, but I think in this case, and the moving service at the St. Joseph's Church today, it is clear that the late Mrs. Delgado was extremely proud of her son, the Chief Minister, and indeed very proud of her family. And anyone who has ever lost a parent is always told by people that their mother or father would be proud of it. And I think it's right to say that the late Mrs. Delgado must be very proud of her son, a man, a father, and a Chief Minister of our community. So our deep condolences go to the extended family and indeed, of course, to members of the state. In relation to the Deputy Chief Minister's comments, in relation to the challenges that we face this coming year, one of the comments by the Bishop today was in relation to solidarity with the community in respect to the family. And clearly, there are challenges ahead for this entire community. And I'm sure that all of us, but not only in this room, but in the wider community, will stand in solidarity in relation to the challenges that we will face.
Okay, my name has come out.
As a speaker from this corner of the House, I too echo the sentiment of the Deputy Chief Minister and the Leader of the Opposition and extend my deep and sincere condolences to the Chief Minister and his family on the passing of his dear mother at this time, at this very difficult time when one should be looking forward to the holiday season and being with one's loved ones. But I do hope that the Chief Minister will find consolation in how much his mother was loved and respected, as we saw in a packed funeral this morning full of watery eyes and genuine sorrow for this wonderful lady who just passed away. I take this opportunity to wish the Chief Minister strength, faith, and inner peace to get through this difficult time and reassure that in this house, I'm sure I can say from all of us, we are with him at this present time. Regarding Brexit, Mr. Speaker, of course, there are challenges, as we all know, and as we all deal with all the time and speculate all the time, but I have to say that I have no doubt that in the spirit of the divorce of history, as we've always seen, we will thoughtfully invent ourselves and sail through to better moments. Thank you.
I call on the Honourable Dr. Joseph Garcia, who will be our chairman of the House. May I associate myself with the condolences that have been expressed to the Chief Minister, as my wife and I dearly share. I would also like to express our connection for Honourable members in that here we were coming for a very short session to adjourn Parliament. It was only necessary for 7 minutes to attend, and everyone who has been able to attend has done so as a mark of generosity. Finally, I wish to offer you all, express the hope that you will have a very, very happy Christmas, and I wish you all any God's blessing next year. Thank you. I have the honor to table the answer to written questions, number W27 to number W31 of the 2019 inclusive. And now I have the honor to move at a precise in our journey in India. And I'll put the question which is for the House to now adjourn in India. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Carried. The House will now adjourn in India.